So do settle and center your body and mind. Purge your lungs by giving a nice full sigh. Let your next breath be as gentle and deep as possible. And take that fresh, gentle breath as a focal point to settle and center your mind. As you breathe in, rein in the energy you've put out in the world and the awareness that you sort of dissipated through busyness. And also sort of breathe in that mental map of the world so that from the universe and galaxy to the solar system and planet, right into your room and your body, it all seems to melt like a film into your body of light, your subtle mental body of pure energy and awareness. So within that space of pure energy and awareness, you know, try and let go of the pattern, the habit of seeking happiness outside, of being overly guarded, sort of self-protective, and of isolating from the world. Try and feel as you do that your mind becomes a spacious, more pure, luminous awareness, sort of filled with cooling light, moonlight, with a warming luminance or radiance like twilight, and with deep midnight energy, until you sort of get to this very primal clarity that's more like sort of the light just before dawn, the very sort of prescient of openness. And there we want to invite our healing mother as a guide for our sort of inner awareness, our inner clarity and positive energy. And imagine that before you she appears out of a moon disk and bubbling up with a syllable of, on the moon disk, a diamond white exclamation point. That's the essence of her affirmative speech, saying, may we all be safe, well, and free. Resonating with that sound and emanating a rainbow aura that represents all of her healing intuitions. And out of that rainbow aura, she appears as the milk white, luminous mother, like moonlight mother, seated in meditation with her right hand open, palm out and giving on her knee, and her left hand palm out at her heart, teaching. She is dressed in silks, fully mature, and has the ornaments of transcendent virtue. She has the seven eyes representing her intuitive awareness of every action connected with whatever compassionate way or art she's engaged in at the time. So, and mix your image of her with the spirit or personality of a real role model of self-mothering and other-mothering, and admire purity, this protectiveness, the stability, and the sort of healing power of longevity, vitality, freedom, fearlessness, so this breath of life. Offer yourself as a raw material for those qualities. Disclose and let go of your fears or doubts or a sense that you can't heal, you can't free yourself of your afflictions, you can't heal yourself and mother yourself and others. Feel a deeper sense of vicarious enjoyment of her way of being. Try and feel that I can sense what that might be like, how wonderful that way of being is in the world. And then try to multiply it by having the aspiration to emulate her way of being, and imagine, you know, that you ask her help in that and she is thrilled to help you. And naturally beaming affection, you know, your way, you know, like a mother of an only child, she beams from her heart the diamond exclamation seed there. She beams a rainbow beam of healing energy and intuition that fills you from your heart as a flame would a lamp or a nectar vase. It fills you with healing awareness and energy and you can feel a sense of healing, blissful openness, melting away illness, doubts and fears, your afflictions sort of melting away. And from your heart, you can witness the dawn of your own healing awareness, like a moon disc at your heart, and the dawn of your own healing voice, your wise, caring voice within you, mothering you. And that bubbles up as a diamond exclamation. And it's also radiating this aura that pours out of your skin, and you then take on the physical form of the healing mother. And likewise, your intentions, speech, and action reflects that in the world, and there's a ripple effect to the ends of the earth. And then the life on earth responds in kind, sending a ripple of solidarity and gratitude back to your space, back into your heart to coalesce there, knowing that this is just a simulation. Ask the healing mother to stay with you and protect you, and a thrill to be asked. Imagine that she melts into a drop of rainbow light that coalesces all of her healing intuitions and energies, and imagine that coming to your crown, throat, and heart, mixing inseparably with your own inner essence, your own inner healing and mothering potential. And as it fills you as a flame would a lamp or a nectar vase of feel, at your heart there's the moon disc and the diamond exclamation, and around it is her affirmation circling clockwise in diamond letters like a ribbon message. And it's saying, may we all be safe, well, and free. So do sort of either say that out loud or mentally sort of think it or envision it. You could say, may I be safe, well, and free. May my loved one be safe, well, and free. And imagine that light sort of as it circles around as you recite it, kindles at your heart. There's a warmth and a glow that's pure and purifying that fills you with a white light and nectar with a slight rainbow tinge. And then they sort of ripple out in all your intentions, speech, and actions in the world around you, touching all the hearts and minds of all beings and bringing them closer to their own inner mothering potential, to the ends of the earth. Feel that rainbow light comes back to your, in the form of a wave of solidarity, comes back through all the hearts and minds, back into your heart to coalesce there. Now seal in that goodness with a vase breath, taking a nice deep breath into your abdomen, nodding, toning your pelvic floor. Mix that vital energy from below with the healing energy from above. Mix them at your heart, trying to massage a balloon of precious energy, healing energy and nectar within you. And as you sort of let it sink into the fiber of your being, before it's uncomfortable, you think, I'm a vessel of pure healing energy and awareness. And then you let that out. I let the breath go by unknotting and untoning the pelvic floor and gently letting the breath out your nostrils. Again, you take a nice deep breath, nod and tone your pelvic floor, mix the energies at your heart. And as you do this, you feel the diamond at your heart, the exclamation point is glowing and radiating this warmth and light that's filling you with a blissful openness and a kind of nectar that's the essence of her healing energy. And before you, before any discomfort, you reflect your vessel of that blissful energy and openness, and you unnod your head and untone your pelvic floor and let that out. And once again, you can take another deep breath and hold it and let it mix the heart. Let that further warm and glow and fill you with light and nectar that heals and, opens and melts away illness and fear. And feel that, once again, you're a vessel of healing energy and awareness. And try and let that sort of sink into the fiber of your being. And before it's uncomfortable, please do unnod your head, untone the muscles of your pelvic floor, and let that breath gently out your nostrils. And, sort of as it sort of fills you further, imagine it rippling out again, beaming out in an aura and rippling out to the world and all your intentions, words and actions to the ends of the earth, so that all living beings can take the form of the healing mother and get in touch with themselves as vessels of healing energy and awareness, mothering themselves and others. Then again, the ripple effect comes back from the ends of the earth, back into this space, back into your heart, the world returns to its normal appearance. Your space and body return to the normal appearance. You know, at your heart, there's a drop of healing energy and awareness and nectar that is the chemistry and energy and awareness that's the reality of the healing mother, your potential to mother yourself and others. So commit to becoming made of that, to gradually building that capacity within yourself until you become a healing mother for your own benefit of the world around you. And so do also plant a seed of intention that if you deal with difficulty or negative energy, get triggered during the day, that you'll return to the space of the healing mother within, try and purge that negativity and tap into this chemistry so that you can gradually, quickly embody her way of being to help yourself and to help those around you.